truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. A recall of just over 2,000 Mack trucks sold in Australia has been launched after a potentially serious fault was identified in certain drive shafts and rear axles fitted to trucks sold in Australia. The recall covers Mack Granite, Trident, Titan and Superliner trucks, the recall action being overseen by the ACCC. All of the affected trucks were manufactured between the 1st of January 2009 and the 31st of December 2016. The recall notice advising that in certain operating conditions, vehicles equipped with a SPL250 drive shaft and specific Meritor rear axles may experience rear axle yoke failure, potentially causing the drive shaft to disconnect. And Volvo Group Australia has begun contacting all impacted owners by direct mail to arrange inspection of the rear axle and replacement if required. Check your VIN number, see if your Mack is involved in this recall at heavyvehicles.com.au. The team at Daimler Trucks are saying they expect the new Freightliner Cascadia to match it with the best of them in the Australian market. The Prime Mover, which will be available in configurations up to road train capability, will hit the local market in 2020. But if you're super keen to get one, or many, Daimler Trucks are happy to take your order now. Daimler Trucks tell us they've invested $100 million into the development of the right-hand drive version of the Cascadia. It'll be sold solely in the Australian market. And locally, it will replace the Argosy. Freightliner saying they're ready for the quantum leap that the Cascadia will take, describing the new offering as being the best bonneted heavy-duty truck available to buyers in Australia in 2020. Freightliner Australia director Stephen Downs telling heavyvehicles.com.au the importance of getting the truck right before letting potential customers sample it.
We know that transport operators, they're quick to judge and they have long memories. The most critical piece for us is making sure before we go and put people in it, we get it right and we've tested it. And we're 100% confident that it'll tick all the boxes, because you don't want to put somebody in it when you're underdone and you haven't got it all right and their first experience of the product is lackluster and wasn't up to expectations.
And check out photos and more details on the Freightliner Cascadia on the Heavy Vehicles website. The McColl's Transport story has a new chapter about to open, with the business welcoming new owners. The 66-year-old bulk liquid logistics company has been purchased by a local investment group led by former McColl's CEO Simon Thornton. The new owners taking the reins of the business from private equity firm KKR and fund manager Allegro. Mr. Thornton will again manage the company. He's told us it's exciting times for McColl's. He says the business has a great team and we see strong prospects for growth over the medium and long term. We've seen several car companies shifting to dual-clutch auto transmissions. Now we're seeing similar tech in the truck industry. Volvo Trucks has just let us know that the iShift dual-clutch has landed in Australia and New Zealand, and they say it delivers a quicker and smoother gear change. The new offering is available now in the Volvo FH with Euro 5 D13 engines in both 500 and 550 horsepower configurations. There's no word yet on the tech coming to other models. Mitch Peden, Vice President Sales of Volvo Trucks Australia, says the tech stops the truck from slowing down during gear changes. He says the iShift dual clutch brings an entirely new dimension to truck driving. And here's how it works.
iShift dual clutch has two input shafts, which are alternately connected to the engine through two clutches. When driving, the first gear is engaged by one input shaft. At the same time, the other input shaft pre-selects the next gear. At the actual gear change, the previously engaged clutch is disengaged at the same time as the idling clutch is engaged. This results in a power shift and seamless transfer of power.
And Iveco is celebrating a significant order for 900 school buses, all destined for the streets of Brazil. The buses will be used by state public school students and are all fitted with a mobile armchair device designed to benefit passengers with reduced mobility. The Iveco bus models on order include City Class, Way Class, Soul Class and Senior Class. Humberto Spinetti, Iveco Bus Director for Latin America, telling us he believes the order could be the largest ever for school buses with special needs accessibility. The buses will operate in both urban and rural environments in Brazil.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
Noticed all the light commercial vehicles on the roads today? Well, we figured this booming segment of the market needed a new focus. Ute and Van Guide provides unbiased reviews of new utes and vans available on the Australian market. We drive and use these vehicles as they were intended to ensure you get the best information and opinions based on real-world experience before you decide which new ute or van to purchase. And stay up to date with the latest commercial vehicle news too at uteandvanguide.com.au.